Friends, the aging King David was about to be succeeded by his son Solomon. At the time, the royal house was engulfed in serious problems. The greed, selfishness, and violent rivalries of the ruling class impacted the integrity of the whole kingdom. Already, Absalom, David's third son, had killed his half-brother Amnon, David's eldest son, in vengeance for his entrapment and abuse of Absalom's sister Tamar. Absalom later led a vicious rebellion and even attempted to kill his father, King David, and take over the throne of the kingdom. Clearly, David had reason to be concerned about the well-being and future of the kingdom. It was encircled by enemies and internally weakened by rivalries and divisions. As he looked around, he specially noticed the suffering of major segments of the population, the poor and underprivileged. There was so much corruption and social injustice. The 72nd Psalm begins with this prayer. Give the king your justice, O God, and your righteousness to the royal son. May he judge your people with righteousness and your poor with justice. May he defend the cause of the poor of the people. Give deliverance to the children of the needy and crush the oppressor. Friends, King David was longing for the special future offspring promised to him by the Lord. We read the promise about that in the 7th chapter of the historical inspired 2nd book of Samuel. God promised him, "And your house and your kingdom shall be made sure forever before me. Your throne shall be established forever." So the prayer in Psalm 72 begins with a request for the application of true justice. The nation needed to be ruled by righteousness. The weak and the poor were oppressed by violence and needed the arrival of the liberating holy Messiah King. Verses 12 to 14 describe the poor as those who have no help. They are weak and needy. They are in a desperate need of redemption and deliverance. The psalm spoke earlier of that offspring promised to David. It says, "In his days may the righteous flourish and peace abound till the moon be no more. May he have dominion from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth." It continues saying, "May his name endure forever, his fame continue as long as the sun. May people be blessed in him. All nations call him blessed." Clearly, a stable, successful, and righteous nation is characterized by the application of justice for the weak and care for the poor and needy. This is a vital foundation for social peace in any nation. Friends, the New Testament begins in Matthew's Gospel by announcing Jesus' identity and his royal connection to King David. It says, "The book of the genealogy of Jesus, the Messiah, the son of David, the son of Abraham." The 4th chapter of Luke's Gospel tells us that Jesus the Messiah began his earthly ministry by applying to himself the prophetic words of the 61st chapter of the book of Isaiah. The Gospel says that Jesus came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and as was his custom, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day, and he stood up to read. And the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was given to him. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written, The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because He has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. And he rolled up the scroll and gave it back to the attendant and sat down. And the eyes of all in the synagogue were fixed on him. And he began to say to them, "Today, this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." Friends, Jesus the Messiah, Prince of Peace, joined our humanity as the new Adam. In his redemptive, self-giving love, he came to establish abiding justice and peace to all families of the human race and fulfilled the divine promise to King David. He voluntarily died for hopeless sinners. In his death, he took on himself the sins of all who cling to him. His own righteousness is counted to them. In him, there is true liberation for humanity from the tyranny of sin and its consequences of oppression, violence, and injustice. Those who cling to him receive new eternal life and join his redeemed and liberated new humanity. Hallelujah.